Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's, I guess, Hentai Games Corner. We're gonna do Demon's Roots. Why? Because it has something to do with, Alisoft. The musician here is the same guy that does a lot of the soundtracks for the Rants and Evenuckle games. And the story is actually pretty good. This is a million-word story, and it's a 40-hour game. Yes, it's an RPG Maker game, but this is on a whole different level. Probably one of the best games Kagura has ever published. So let's get started. We can actually skip the... We can skip the R18. Wow. Always dash, yeah. Sorry guys, I like to run. Normal mode. What's the difference? I might have to use a controller on this, though. Cinematic mode. Very easy. Second playthrough unlocked. All recollection. You get second playthrough and new game plus. Result screen. Achievements available. Normal's fine. Once upon a time, the evil Demon King was slain by the hero. The Demon King had a bunch of minions called demons, but your grandmas and grandpas and the cats and dogs all worked together to kill them. One day, a sneaky demon attacked a girl while she was using the bathroom. She mustered all her courage and threw her poop at the demon. The demon fell to pieces crying as it died. Then the weak, cowardly demons. Yeah, ha ha ha. Ah ha, poop, he died from poop. Hey, the story isn't over yet. Ahem, and then the demons. It smelled so bad that he fell to pieces. Yeah, ha 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 ha. And then the demons. Yeah, ha, poop, she said poop. Calm down, what's so funny about poop anyway? There's no reason to fear demons. Even if one were to appear before you, you should be brave and... Throw your poop at them! Kya-ha-ha! I'm bored of this story. Let's go to the market. How are you bored already? You were laughing so much just a second ago. I want to go play too. I mean, today's the festival. But we're supposed to stay here and watch this dumb show. I know, it's so boring. Next she's gonna talk about safety. I'm bored to tears too, but you know we're gonna get punished again if we leave halfway through. But still, today's festival is special, right? It's the 100-year anniversary of Bolos' founding. Prologue, like those days. Come on, let's sneak away. It'll be fine. They're selling special sweets and toys today only. It's all just over there. I know. They've got all sorts of stuff lined up. I can smell it from here. Even so, you have to be patient. Be a good girl and wait. Grrr. You like treasure, right? Whenever you look at legendary swords and armor and books, your eyes light up and you start drooling. So what? The anniversary festival has special stalls full of all sorts of cool treasures. I'm sure there's some still left. Legendary swords and armor, sparkly gems, match with the locations of buried treasure. Secret treasures nobody knows anything about. It's all there waiting for you. This was supposed to be a special day for you. What if they're already sold out? Ah, what a hopeless girl. Fine, if there's treasure waiting, we'd better go see it. Yay, let's go play. We're sneaking out. To the market we go. You can now run. Use a shift key, or you can click your destination with the left mouse button. Run can be set as default in the option menu. Oh, so I can play with the, Tell me if you see any demons, I'll defeat them. Poopy demons. I want to kill demons too. I hate demons. Poop, poop. There. Alright, there we go. It's a little fast. little fast. That's a little better. Today's supposed to be a happy day with a festival going on, yet every fortune disappoints. This hasn't happened before. Tell us our fortunes. Didn't you hear what she said? Ours are probably just as bad. I've got your fortune. The two of you will be born beneath a powerful light. However, you'll soon face a grueling trial. Your lucky color is red. It really was bad. That'll be 200 Eru. And you're charging us for it. Healing water. Feels like they're still kind of running, aren't they? No? They're just fast. What's so funny? They're just talking about the poop. Whoa. It'll be our turn after the picture story show. I'll explain the rules of the road fully and in great detail. I wonder why all the children tend to fall asleep halfway through when our explanation's so thorough and detailed. When the carriage passes, I have to check the coachman's signature and the direction they're traveling in. Today is our country's 100th anniversary. Let's give thanks to Bolos for laying the foundations of our current peace. Get your candy apples here, 600 Eru each. They look so tasty, I'll take one. Wait, they're usually sold for less than half that price. Forget it, it's a waste of money. You're not going to be able to buy anything at this festival with that attitude, young lady. Whoops. Oh, okay, you can just hit. Offer flowers at St. Bolo's statue to celebrate the 100-year anniversary of a nation's founding. Just 200 Eru for two flowers. Okay, I'll make it really pretty. We're just going to leave them at the statue. This is a waste of 200 Eru. I don't get it. Continental news. The successor to the throne has been announced. The 92nd Prince Dorbeja will be the next emperor. Despite the current world situation, we can still hold a festival to celebrate peace. Bolos is a good country. Get your balloons here, just 2,000 Eru each. We have all kinds of colors and rubber's thin, so they can be popped off for easy cleanup. It's a great deal. Those are clearly just ordinary balloons. Your sales pitch isn't gonna trick me. Oh no, I forgot to bring my tip collecting money. Monkey, not money. Ah, and I could have really raked it in today. What do I do? I want to visit all the stalls, but I also want to see the street performer and the stage. Oh, I'm still setting up. Come back in a bit and I'll be doing ring toss and balancing on a giant ball. Bring your parents and their wallets. A festival, huh? This is my first chance to unwind in a long time. Things with my master aren't good. I bake bread in the shape of a sword, isn't it something? Wow, that looks cool and you can eat it. I gotta show everyone. I don't like such obvious tricks, but I'll take one. Come take a look, fresh bread here. Wait, what are you two doing here? Shouldn't you be listening to the night safety lecture? Our stomachs hurt. Ow, it hurts so much. Owie, come on, you can come up with a better excuse than that. But whatever, it's a festival. Go have some fun. Yay. Strange old man. Yee-hee, children, I'm going to give you a proper runaround this year too. Yee-hee. That guy's creepy. Mark creepy old man on the map. Ah, wow, I've never seen any of this stuff before. Looks like a bunch of junk to me. I'm glad you're happy, though. Let's get looking for treasure. I'm sure there's still some left to be discovered. Let's talk to people. You can skip through dialogue with control or clicking the left mouse button. You can hide the text box with a tab key or by clicking the RMB. Yeah, we know, the right mouse button. But you can also use your controller. I got an X-Bone controller, because they're great. What do you think? I bet you've never seen anything quite like this before, and you never will again. Snap them up while you can. What do you think? Oh, but I don't care. I've come from a neighboring country looking for bargains. I hope to find at least a few. I'm not gonna lose. I've been collecting these dolls and rings all my life. They're all top quality, so grab them while you can. I was gonna bring more extreme goods to sell, but the festival's organizers stopped me. I didn't know there was an arrow there. Take a look at my mysterious goods. They don't come with any instructions, so don't ask. I've carefully verified and collected these fine works of art myself. Please enjoy them and purchase them. This one looks just like a bunch of scribbles. Even I could draw this. No, the creative color scheme fills you with emotion. This is no doubt a masterpiece. Art is tough. Take a look at these soft, fluffy towels, perfect for drying off after a bath. Oh, what's this treasure? I've never seen anything like it. You know it's treasure even though you've never seen it before? And you know as much as I do, you can tell mysterious objects are valuable. This one's definitely super rare. So what does it do? I have no idea, but I want it. The armor's weird. It has cloth in random places. Ah, it's a mysterious armor you see show up in markets from time to time. It looks weak against axes, hammers, and magic, but it's strong against swords and spears. They think it was used on battlefields unlike anything in the continent's history. Ah, how wonderful. I'm glad you found something cool. It's really expensive because it's pretty. It's so pretty, it's totally out of my reach. Once I save up enough money, I'm going to buy up an entire warehouse. I'm not really into spears. I prefer daggers. They're easier to use. Look at the row of pretty swords, but even if I get one, Dad'll take it away from me when we get home. What a detailed drawing. I wonder how it was made. The symbols get smaller as you go down. The circles are all open to different sides, and you have to get closer to tell the difference. I can see them just fine from far away. Doesn't look like this is any kind of treasure. That's the thing they have at the eye doctor to test how well you can see. Empty armor, huh? Eek! Calm down, it's only armor. The clasp just came undone, so it moved a little. This painting's really good. What a beautiful mountain. Yeah, it's pretty, but I don't feel any emotion from it. Art is tough. Ah, there's so many bugs in that frame. Butterfly specimens, huh? Not something you see every day, but they aren't that special either. Could it be? Worn out pants. Shh, dummy, the treasure can hear you. Don't be rude. These weren't made on the continent. The precision of the needlework and sense of style are incredible. Even frayed, they're beautiful. I'm glad you found something cool. Why are they so expensive? If only I could get them for cheap. This teddy bear is huge. 2,000 Aru is a good deal for one this large. You like stuffed animals, don't you? I already have this one. I can't cheat on her. Your house is full of other stuffed animals. What the heck is this thing? It just looks like a lump of metal. How dare you? The god of treasure is going to strike you down. I've never seen metalwork this elaborate. Even with all the rust, you can clearly see how impressive it used to be. I'm glad you found something cool. Yeah, I really want it, but it's so big I'd have nowhere to put it. I wonder if it'd fit in Grandma's study. I think she'd be mad if you brought it home. Nope. That ring's not bad for the price. I can live without it, though. These tarot cards have pretty wacky designs. I guess some people like that sort of thing. It's a doll, huh? I feel like I've seen it before. I have the same one in my room. My grandma gave it to me for my birthday. This one's pretty old. The fabric's torn and there's stuffing coming out all over. Looks like it's been through a lot. Look, it's holding a letter. Let's see what it says. Huh? There's nothing written on it. Its eyes feel like they're trying to tell me something. What a mysterious doll. Still not buying it, though. Kinda looks like Alice from the Alice doll. I guess they can do that, right? I can't read it. The book's written in a foreign language. Look, sparkly gems. This is the kind of thing you're looking for, right? No, I'll know when I see it. Being sparkly doesn't make it a treasure. I don't really get it, but that's what I like about you. It's a shirt with some letters on it that I can't read. There are a lot of these at the market. What do you think of this fabric? It feels amazing against your skin. What do you think of these clothes? Doesn't the design just stoke your desires? Dress your wife in it and... save the sales pitch for dirty old men. Oh, I have this book. Mother used to read it to me every day when I was a kid. Didn't you make me read it to you just yesterday? And then you fell asleep on page 5? Oh, I have this one too, which you also got bored of. Why do you make me read them all to you? These shirts are so big, even Father wouldn't be able to wear them. This cat isn't very cute. It almost looks like it's beckoning to you. It's kind of freaky. Isn't that the lucky cat charm from Rance? What do you think? I bet you've never seen anything quite like this before, and you never will again. Snap them up while you can. It's mannequins for modeling clothes and equipment. Why not buy it so you can play dress up at home? I don't want it, but that's an unusual pitch. What a cute bird. It looks so real. How much do you think it costs? Eek! Oh, it was real. Owls don't move much, so I thought it was fake. Sign says treasures you see only once. And treasures you only see once every 100 years. I've come from a neighboring country looking for bargains. I hope to find at least a few. I'm not gonna lose. It's an old spear, not really a treasure, more like a cheap weapon for someone without a lot of money. It's an old spear, not really a. That's not a bad quality dagger. How much for this? You sure that's what you want? They're selling cute gloves and ribbons over there, you know. How much? 300 euro. I'll take it. Thank you for your business and for buying such a strange, dirty hat. Did you really want that weird round hat that badly? This helmet is renowned for its sturdiness despite its light weight. It's even better in armor. This is exactly what I was hoping for. I got an amazing treasure so cheap. And now I got the helmet. Look at all the rugs for sale. I wonder if Mother would like one. Have we looked at everything, guys? I think so. You can't go over there. It's walled off. There's crates in the way. The hell is that? Look, sparkly gems. This is the kind of thing you're looking for, right? No, I'll know it when I see it being... Okay, alright. Are they? Alright, we've got the demon costumes on. Let's go scare up some pipsqueaks. Or let's go scare us some pipsqueaks. I know we have to, but it makes me feel bad when they start to cry. I actually think it's pretty fun. I tend to overdo it when I see them getting scared. You're a real jerk, though, to be honest, me too. Making them cry is a blast. It's not very mature of them. There are demons at the festival again. They always scare me and make me cry. They may look scary on the outside, but they're just old men with their bellies hanging out on the inside. It's nothing to be afraid of. Here comes a few now. We're gonna make you cry. Try it. You're the ones who are gonna cry. They're just a bunch of old guys. We can beat them easily. Attack your enemies. Smack them with strong weapons for tons of damage. I'll do my best not to hold you back. You have special skills you can use. They're really strong, so use them often. Doesn't matter how many of you there are, we'll take you all down. Or I'll take you all down. Special skills use TP. TP can rise to 100 during battle. Don't hold back. Use it all. One girl's party was victorious. Ouch, you've gotten a lot stronger, huh? Fall back, fan out through the throughout the festival. Enemies have appeared at the festival. They spot you, they run at you, and if they touch you, a battle will start. Enemies can't see behind themselves or through cover. If you can use that to hide from them. Sorry, you can use that to hide from them. If you don't want to fight, be sneaky. Oh dear, I see the demons are after you. I remember when I was your age, I was scared of them too. How nostalgic. Here's a tip. Their helmets mean they can only see in front of them. Stay in their blind spot and you're home free. The demons are chasing after our children again this year. They really are detestable beings. Apparently my ancestors lived tragic lives as slaves under the demons' reign. I can't guarantee the stories are true, but I imagine they're not far off. It's full of clean, clear, well water. Take a drink? Yeah. Party's been fully restored. You can save from the menu screen. You can also save from restore points. Restore points have unlimited uses, so use them to help grind out those levels. Find the restore point at every location. There's a warm, glowing light. Fully restore the party? Yes. Party's HP and MP has been recovered. Ah, something's happening on the stage. So please, do not hesitate to rely on the knights in the event of an emergency. We'll always do whatever we can to protect you. You may even make a personal visit if you feel the need. Though I must ask you to refrain from coming to my house. My wife can be quite scary, you see. Ha ha. Oh, ho, ho. Boy, those were some very masculine ladies. They, on that testosterone. Now allow us to begin our order's famous dance, performed by our very own handsome, that's your crap. Why aren't you two with the others? You didn't sneak away, did you? That demon's really full of himself. He's not full of himself. He's actually a big deal. That's your dad, the commander of the Bolos Knights. Goodness, you certainly are troublemakers. Ordinarily, I'd give you a stern scolding, but I suppose it's not the spirit of the festival. Come to the stage. Demons have no mercy on girls who misbehave. Demons play the role of villains during the festival. We'd be subjected to criticism from the other nations were we to admit this role. It's all in preparation for the Demon Lord's invasion that occurs every 1,000 years, though in truth there are few who believe that tale. Grandma says a lot of countries use the demons as a pretext to prepare for war. But what if... what if the demons apologize? Huh? I've done bad things too, but if I clean the floors in the bath and run 3 laps around the neighborhood, my parents forgive me. They really make her work for it. If we keep on hating the demons, we won't be able to forgive them, even if they bow their heads and apologize. I doubt there are many people who would be willing to forgive them anyway. They get a bad rap from all the stories and plays about them, and that's if they're even real. Heh, yeah, you're quite right. Should such a future ever come to pass, perhaps that would be the time for people like you to shine. Huh? You've been raised well. I'm in a good mood. If you defeat me, I'll spare you the spanking you normally get. Really? That's a big if, though. Don't underestimate her. You're going to be the one who gets a spanking. The other guys were thinking... Excuse me, the other guys were one thing, but this is the strongest old dude in Balalo, so we might be out of our league. Don't worry about it. If it comes down to it, I'll throw poop at him and make him scatter to pieces. That was just a story. Anyway, are you serious about this? I think it would be wise to stop my daughter before she disgraces herself. Now come at me. The demons are attacking. Oh, what the heck? How are we supposed to win this? We'll never win if you give up without trying. Let's just do our best. Alright, I guess it wouldn't hurt to follow your example from time to time. You two have gotten stronger. It warms my heart to see your growth. Then how about we call it here, yeah? It's my duty to guide the young people of the kingdom, and I don't intend to cut corners. Show me everything you've got. Sure, maybe I should get ready to throw poop too. I'm proud of how strong you two have become, dear. Make some curry tonight to celebrate. One girl's party was victorious. Though I was holding back, I certainly didn't expect you to get the best of me. Your growth is remarkable. We'd never lose to demons. Yay, yay! How vexing. We'll end it there for now. The 100-year anniversary of our nation's founding is a special day. I don't want to fill it with bad memories. I'll go apologize to the others. You girls enjoy the festival. Yay, thanks. Thank you. Be careful not to get hurt while you're out playing. Stop by the night headquarters on your way home. We're making a bunch of curry. That hint of spice will burn up your appetite. Haha. Yay, curry. Why is he always like this? Commander's hard on himself and others, but he's also a cheerful guy with a sense of humor. I think he just likes making people happy. He likes butting into other people's business, eh? Phew, the commander's very strict. I'm a bit worried he'll get carried away with the children. Ouch, you're strong. I didn't expect you to get me in a chokehold. I almost lost consciousness. Hee hee. That would have been dangerous, so I held back a little. You're welcome. What a scary girl. Aren't you the commander's daughter? I thought you were supposed to have slow reflexes. That was pretty good just now. I started exercising so I could keep up with her. I can beat up any demon on my own. Haha, well aren't you dependable? You should take the night exam in a few years. You might be able to at least make medic. Commander's wonderful and so very jealous of his wife. I want my boy to be one of the commander's knights when he grows up. The Ballless knights are also handsome, or maybe I just think they are that because they're also buff. Oh, I need to pick up their prints, and naturally I'll be getting a full set of the commander. I want him to hold me in his strong, muscular arms. These women know what they want, don't they? The Ballless knights are all so handsome. It's less their looks and more their impeccable behavior. Well? Commander's wonderful. I could listen to his dad jokes all day long. They're so reliable. Ballless is in good hands with them around. My, it's so noisy. We shouldn't fight, you know? Bolos has the lowest crime rate on the continent. It's all thanks to our hardworking knights and wise king. How lucky we are to have born in Bolos. The conditions in other countries are terrible. Awful conditions. Alright. Oh, okay, hold on. Okay, no, it makes a noise. It just takes a while to save for some reason. Cut it out. I'm not interested. Go find some other guy. Don't be like that. How about on your next day off? My country would welcome you with open arms. Oh, we're in a... It's an old treasure chest wrapped in chains. You can't see any way to open it. Some adult equipment. It's too big and heavy, so you don't bother with it. Same thing with that. There's a statue of Bolas further down this path. It shouldn't be too busy there right now. You should go and pray, too. She's the source of the peace we enjoy to get today. Oh, Bolas is a woman. I was expecting a big, strong titan guy. Oh, Bolas. But it's not. Oh, well. My shoulders are aching today. My body's so stiff and I feel so down. I really am getting old. I'll whoop your ass. And the old man's probably like, don't you want to hear about how old I am? What are you doing in the middle of a fight? I'm not done telling you how old I am. I'm not finished. My back hurts. My leg hurts. My neck hurts. My ass hurts. My balls hurt. Everything hurts. Fuck being old. Religious granny, I've come to pray to Bola so she'll continue watching over us. Even if it looks like a wall or a forest is impassable, take a closer look. There could still be a way through. Don't be afraid to examine or touch things. Embrace your curiosity. It could lead to a hidden path. Well, now I gotta look at every goddamn tree. I spent all morning making Bolas look spick and span. It's the anniversary of the country's founding, so she should look her best. That's actually S-P-I-C, not S-P-I-C-K. You better fix that. But no, never mind. I haven't seen anything this nice in a long time. Damn, old men just seem like miserable, right? Oh, there are people coming this way. Something seems weird. Now that we placed our flowers at the Statue of Bolas, let's proceed to the castle for your audience with the king. What an obnoxious custom. Why waste time honoring a broken statue? Bolas is such a ridiculous country. Please don't say that out loud. St. Bolas represents the country's ideals. This place is a pain in the ass. What do you think, slave? Ever since you destroyed my homeland, I've felt nothing but despair anywhere I've gone. Ha ha ha, you're in good spirits. I'm impressed you could say all that with such a shameless outfit on. You're the one who made me wear this. Quit your whining, slave. I'm gonna throw a party and show you off again once this stupid trip is over. Especially these right here. They draw everyone's eyes, but none of them are allowed to touch. I paid a lot of money for you, after all. Hey, where do you think you're touching? There are people here. Huh? Where are you glaring at? Show some respect, runt. Why are you being mean to her? She's my slave. I can treat her however I want. Try learning how the world works before running your mouth. Don't be mean to girls. You're just like a demon. Ha 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 ha! A demon! I'm not about to stand here and get lectured by a runt like you. Demons aren't even real. Parents simply use those stories to discipline their children. They're made up. Still, you should apologize. Wipe that smug look off your face. It seems you need to be taught a lesson. Sir, you mustn't. She's the daughter of the commander of the Bolas Knights. Teh, consider yourself lucky. Come on, let's go. I can't stand this country. Sorry. Hold on, don't take her with you. Quit it, you're gonna get yourself in trouble. But why? I feel so bad for her. She's a knight from a country that lost a war. She lost her status and became that fatty slave. Even if we beat him up and try to rescue her, she'll end up being returned to him. How come? Just drop it already. I'm mad that we can't do anything too. This is just how society works. Once a person becomes a slave, they stay that way forever. Their owner could do whatever they want to them. So we can't save her? We'd be criminals if we tried to set her free. But that's wrong. We have to put a stop to it. The Empire makes the rules. What they say goes. You think we can do anything about the biggest nation on the continent? We can't save her. It's impossible. At least for now. One day we'll take all those scumbags down. You mean it? In the meantime, keep that frustration inside you. Keep studying and exercising. Become someone who can change the world. Even someone as carefree as you can accomplish great things if they put their mind to it. Okay. Now then, let's go pray. We'll tell St. Bolas about all the bad people out there. Yeah, I'm sure she'll be angry too. Grim's gonna look at every path. Dear me, I prefer not to see slaves being dragged around my country. Yeah, I'll bet. I feel like Bolas is unhappy with us. Was the Centennial Festival not to her liking? This place is usually crowded whenever there's a festival going on, but it's quiet today. I guess we came in a good time. Let's hurry up and pray before more people show up. Right. 3, 2, 1. St. Bolas, we thank you for this fertile land. We thank you for this clean water. We thank you for this bright light. We join hands to save each other, correct each other's mistakes, and forgive each other's sins. Please continue to watch over us. And there was a bunch of evil people around. Please punish them for us. That sounds more like an order. I just had a good idea. What is it? We should offer the food and toys we got at the festival to St. Bolas. I bet she'll grant all wishes then. Huh? Are you serious? Come on, you bought some stuff at the market, right? You gotta be kidding me. St. Bolas is the reason we have this festival. You can share some of the fun with her. I'm sure she'd love your treasures. But my treasures, it's just a statue. It doesn't even have an upper half. Hurry, hurry. Hey. There, I bet she's pleased now. Who's pleased about this? All you've done is make me miserable. Anyway, we're done here. Let's head back and eat some curry with the knights. But wait, at least let me get my... Why? What the heck? The ground's shaking. What in the world is going on? This has never happened before. This has never happened before! I can barely stand! Ah, St. Bolas is angry. She must not be able to bear watching all the evil people anymore. I've got to get a bad feel... Excuse me. I've got a bad feeling about this. We need to get out of here. It begins, the final battle. No matter the sacrifices, no matter how much we're hated, we must continue down this path. For our sake, for the sake of demonkind! Long, long ago, demons ruled the continent, until the day when humans defeated the demon lord. Having lost their leader and their territory, the demons fled time and again to avoid their human pursuers. Orcs, minotaurs, vampires, demon dragons, countless races were completely annihilated. Even the once feared apostles dwindled to only 6 in number. Just as they'd given up and were on the verge of destruction, pitch black darkness suddenly spread out before them. The demons leapt into that darkness, desperately clinging to their lives. What they found was a place where all life had come to an end, a land of death and darkness, the Dark Realm. They survived in the Dark Realm for hundreds of years, forced to confront their own longevity. There wasn't a day that went by without them dreaming. They dreamed of that bright world teeming with life. That was where they wanted to be. At one point, 10 young demons were born in the Dark Realm. Seeking coexistence with humanity, they set out for that bright world. It began with a young girl, their first contact with mankind. At first, she showed innocent curiosity, but when she learned they were demons, she grew afraid and began to cry. The young demon froze up, uncertain how to proceed. Did I do something wrong? Is she afraid because I look different? Did the flower I gave her as a sign of friendship offend her? Still determined to prove he meant well, the demon approached the girl, and then... it was sliced to pieces. A white phantom appeared without warning and killed the helpless young demons. There was no place for demons in that bright world. They were resented by all mankind, and there was an unstoppable force determined to wipe them out. Thus, they continued living as they had, surrounded by darkness and gnawing at the dirt to sate their hunger, unable to do aught but gaze up at the dark sky. That was how we die. Any new life would slowly rot away in the darkness. Was this our punishment for our past sins? As the years passed, demons gave up on even lamenting their fates. The dark realm itself began to collapse. Their end had finally come. All that was left to await. All that was left was to await extinction. Or, perhaps there was another way. They could fight, struggle to survive in a world that wouldn't accept them, carve out a place to call home with their own two hands, no matter what the future might await them. No matter what future might await them. Whoa, that was a close one. The ground collapsed and got swallowed up by the darkness. This area's done for. Lady Clara thinks we have another 20 years at best. I wish we could leave, but there's nowhere else to go. That's why we have to do this. We have to take over the demon world. We have to take over the human world. I'll impale them all on the end of my spear. Heh, my knees are shaking. Guess I'm trembling with excitement. Anyway, forget about the fighting for now. I have a mission to take care of first. I've got to pick up a demon who's living on the edge of the world. I didn't even know there was anyone out here. It looks like someone was trying to grow plants here, but the soil's completely dead. So that shouldn't be possible. So what kind of demon am I dealing with? If you want a garden, you can grow anything you want in the human world. You better do your part. You can't access the menu screen until the battle begins. Oh, okay. I'm here to pick up a demon. Seems like she's inside the cave. Whoa, did I just bump into something? A hellhound? What are you doing sleeping all the way out here? Ah, I'm so sorry. Wait a minute. Why am I apologizing to a demon of a lower rank than me? He moved out of the way. Did he forgive me? Sorry about that, buddy. All right, we're gathering up all the demons. You should come too. He's ignoring me. Bastard. You're being ignored. In the end, I still can't remember. I'm sure it was important. Hey there, trying to remember something? Yesterday's dinner? A demon. We both have lumps of dirt for dinner, didn't we? That's all there is to eat here in the dark realm. Hardly worth remembering. I've lost my memories from long ago. I can't remember the face of my precious friend or the days we spent together. Despite my best efforts, I've never been able to retrieve those memories. Demons live long lives. Sometimes you're just gonna forget things. Heh, that we do. I suppose I should just give up eventually. Are you one of Todera's men? Excuse me, that's her talking. Are you one of Todera's men? Is it time? That's right. We've almost finished gathering everyone. Just follow me and... Whoa! Almost lost control of my legs there. Give me a second to calm down. Are you afraid to go to war? Of course not. I'm just trembling with excitement. I'm a demon who's been around for 100 years. Shake. Sorry, it takes courage to face your fears and not run away. I have experience fighting humans. If you get injured on the battlefield, come find me. I'll protect you and all of demonkind. You have my word. You're pretty cool for a shorty. Anyway, you don't need to worry about me. I'll show my worth on the battlefield. We're gonna win. That's all there is to it, right? I'm glad to hear it. Now show me to my meeting point. Or show me to the meeting point, rather. You got it. Whoa, did I just kick something? Oh, it's a Gilhound that's been living here. Excuse me. Oh, it's the Gilhound that's been living here. Why were you sleeping there again? Oh, don't get angry. I'm sorry for always kicking you. You can have that cave as an apology. I doubt I'll come back, so it's all yours. Hey, don't pull my skirt. You're going to tear it. Do you want me to step onto the battlefield with my panties showing? I don't like the way you're looking at me. It's like you're staring directly into my soul. You see right through me, don't you? Ah, what? Are you scared too? You should have just said so. Don't worry, I've got your back. Ah! Seems like he wants to walk in front of us. Is he telling us to follow him? He does look rather dependable with his tail sticking out like that. I've heard he's one of the oldest demons still around. I suppose we can let our senior lead us. Why am I stuck following a lowly Gilhound? Well, whatever. We're a long way from the rallying point. Hold on, and I'll give you a lift. Man, look at all the demons. You're the last ones. Glad you didn't chicken out. All the surviving demons are rallying. Finally, our time has come.
We're not going to lose to the humans, but now is the best time to say any last words to your friends.
The five remnants are waiting over there. Once you're done, all that's left is to set off.
You've come.
Remnant Todera,
we've been waiting. We can't begin our battle against humanity without you. Take a look at the demon army. Every demon under my command is prepared to risk their life fighting humanity. Our victory is assured.
This is all we have, huh? I knew our numbers were dwindling, but seeing it for myself really makes it sink in.
Don't dampen the mood. Morale is high. Each one will shoulder the work of 100 men.
Sorry, I intend to fight on the front lines as well. I'll do whatever it takes to ensure our survival. Only 30,000 demons are taking part in the battle. The others have decided to stay in the Dark Realm. Many of them are too young or too old to fight.
Remnant Plora.
So try to pump yourself up a little, okay?
If only my excitement could make up for our lack of numbers. I believe in you. I know you can carve out a future for us.
Stop right there. Remnant Scathach.
Who are you? And why do you look like a human? How could we possibly trust you?
She doesn't look the same as she used to. I don't blame you for not recognizing her.
Moreover, I've had her on reconnaissance duty in the human world. She hasn't had much opportunity to interact with other demons for the past few decades.
Regardless, she's the reason we were able to put this plan together. Being a plant demon makes it easy for her to hide in the human world and gather intel.
Why was I not informed of this? With a demon like her around, we could have put together a far more effective strategy. Wah-ah-ah-ah-ah.
Remnant Zahari.
What are you getting all worked up about, Scathach? She's been putting in just as much effort as everyone else. Don't go blaming her for anything. Besides, that effective strategy you're talking about is probably something like mounting humans on pikes to boost morale, isn't it? That's not gonna cut it. We're about to tear humanity limb from limb with the full might of the demon army. You've got a lot more work ahead of you, Tiny.
I'll do my part.
Man, your simple-mindedness never ceases to astound me. I invite you to perish on the battlefield and become a stepping stone for our victory. If I die on the battlefield, I'm blowing up the entire kingdom with me.
Do that, and demons will end up getting caught in the blast too.
Then I simply need to take the king's head before it comes to that.
Have you forgotten the plan, Mabius? We're taking the king alive so Clark can brainwash him into helping us control the kingdom. In the event that it becomes too difficult to capture him, target his granddaughter. We could demand the king in a hostage exchange.
I refuse.
Mebius, our very survival is on the line. Our brothers are going to die. Do you intend to waste their sacrifice with your selfishness? Slaying the king is my duty as demonkind's strongest swordsman. I'll attempt to take him alive. However, if he becomes necessary for me to take his granddaughter hostage, we'll have already lost. It would only delay the inevitable. Should that situation come to pass, I'll take the king's head and make it my offering to the spirits of all the demons who fought so bravely. For that also is my duty. You senile old eyeball.
I haven't even considered what I'd do in the event that we're defeated.
Hey, no talking about losing. We're fighting with the combined strength of all demonkind. Defeat is an impossibility.
Let's just do our best so Mebby doesn't have to make such a nasty offering. I'd rather not have a severed head be the last thing I see. Until I come up with a satisfying way to go out, I'll keep on struggling.
As I said before, Remnant Robi will not be joining us. She is staying behind. As the only one capable of birthing new demons, we cannot have her setting foot on the battlefield.
I wonder if she's giving birth as we speak. It must be hard doing that day after day. I wish we could help her.
All we can do is carve out a future for her and everyone else who's staying behind. That's why we're gathered here. Hear me, loyal followers of the Demon Lord. Noble demon warriors. We fight to secure a future for our descendants. We shall take back that fertile land from the hands of those arrogant humans. We fight as one. The spirit of the Demon Lord awaits they who pass on. Serve him well and we shall bring you word of our glorious victory. Demons, we march! Roar! We've prepared a path up to the surface. You can use it to get to the front line. I was born 20 years ago. I've never fought in a battle before. Is it really difficult? We'll win, right? Those human worms, we're gonna eradicate them. The war with the humans, it's finally starting. The remnants were once apostles of the Demon Lord. Back then, they used to treat their subordinates really badly. Nowadays, they watch over and protect us, the six remnants. They're the hope of all demonkind. We aren't gonna lose, but I know that the humans aren't just going to sit down and die, either. The humans outnumber us 100-1. Just how long can we hold out? We're going to take revenge on the humans for driving us out!
Oh, who's that guy? You talk to the remnants like you're their peer. You've got guts.
Lady Clara's ingenious technologies are the reason we were able to survive for so long down here in the Demon Realm. The Dark Realm, whatever. I don't really want her to go to the front line, but we'll need all of the Remnant's power to win. Damn it.
Lord Skathach's absolutely ruthless, both to humans and demons. Even so, beneath the mask beats a heart burning with passion. At least that's what I think. The nursery. The nursery is a facility that uses. The nursery is a facility that uses a demon lord's power to create new demons. I am able to rebuild the nursery itself, but I could not reproduce the method for creating demons. If only we could use it in this battle. How very frustrating.
We can't stop the Dark Realm's collapse. The land's becoming barren and food is scarce. We have to take a chance on our survival, no matter how slim that chance may be.
Lord Zanher is crude and violent, but the regret he feels for his past defeat means he works extra hard for demonkind. I'm jumping right into the thick of things with Lord Zanahari. Hurry up, or we'll finish the fight before you even get there.
I'll head straight at the Knight's main force and crush them. I want to taste the full might of Boholos. Feel free to find somewhere safe for yourselves.
Lord Mebius is Demonkind's strongest swordsman. Not even honored humans could even come close. Lord Mebius is going to fight until his last breath in this battle. We have to support him.
The sight of everyone gathered here is burned into my eye. Many will likely die in this bloody battle. Friends we've known for hundreds of years will lose their lives. We'll build our home on the backs of their corpses. The lives lost here will become the foundation of our future. I'll once again become terror incarnate. I'll continue to wield my sword until my very last breath.
Those humans, death is too good for them. I'm going to skin them all alive. How else can I relieve myself of this anger? Being trapped here in the Dark Realm, it's like a living hell. We've raised an army and trained relentlessly. Our surprise attack's gonna catch them completely off guard. But even if all goes well, the number of demon sacrifices will be just too great.
Life in the Dark Realm is harsh. We live in caves to avoid the acid rain. The soil is dead so we can't grow crops. We gnaw at lumps of earth to survive. We're like the exiled criminals, atoning for the sins we committed while ruling over the humans. Our entire race has suffered and struggled. And now we've been abandoned by the Dark Realm itself. Retreat is no longer an option. If we want to survive, we have to fight. All that's left is to give an order. At long last, we can't afford to fail. Shall we begin the invasion? Now is not the time, then we shall wait. You know more about humanity than any of us. You make the call. Get your orders from Lord Tadira, then I'll take you straight to the battlefield. We guard demons are the fastest there are. We'll get you to the battlefield in no time flat.
Emergency flares are being set up all over the place. To think that the day would come when I'd see signal flares being set up outside of a training ground. An enemy army suddenly appeared. Who are they? The ground's shaking so hard I can barely keep my feet under me. Wow, another massive tremor. Is the world ending? Something's coming this way. There's something underneath the earth coming this way. A statue of Bolas broke! Whoa, a massive amount of monsters are heading this way! What are they? Magic weapons? The work of some ultra beast? A girl just fell from the sky! Who in the world are you? Are you with them? Did you cause all this? We are demons, the defeated, who have spent the last 1,000 years in the darkness. The demons? Like from the children's stories? Quit joking around. This is an emergency. If you know something, out with it. This land, the Kingdom of Bolas, will be the first territory we claim. Our invasion will continue until every last nation is under our control. Our fight won't end until every enemy that threatens us is exterminated. Demonkind hereby declares world domination. You can't be serious. You're telling me the monsters from those fairy tales are taking over the world? Yeah, right. You're demons. If you're with them, put a stop to this revolt this instant. This is neither fairy tale nor make-believe. It's the hopeless reality of demonkind. Resist, humans. Fear for your lives. Fight without remorse. We walk the path of evil. Quit screwing around. I'm not afraid to use force, even if you're just a girl. This is an emergency. Then come at me before you lose your heads. Demons hold little regard for human life. Don't let your guard down. She's no ordinary girl. Smart man, I suppose I'll start with you two. How is that possible? She sliced through my armor with her bare hands. You'd be a fool to measure a demon by human standards. Know your enemy. She snapped my spear in half. She doesn't even look like a demon. Regular weapons are no use against an irregular foe. Relying solely on your equipment is a mistake. Death Polka was victorious. You're actually crazy strong. I didn't know he had such a reliable ally. Oh, and I never got your name. Death Polka, that's the name I was given. Alright, we've got your back, Death Polka. Let's go take out some humans. Right, that's why we started this fight. The knights will continue to fight until the king's defeated. Don't stray too far from me. Woof! Okay, we're taking a human's land. We'll build a world for ourselves with our own two hands. The menu screen is now accessible again. Okay. So that seems like a good spot, doesn't it, guys? I know. This game is pretty damn good. RPG Maker or not, the story is great. I like the battle system. That's a lot of fun, and it's 40 hours. I've only played 1 hour. You can see the timer at the bottom. So if you guys want to experience the other 39 hours of the game, and it has New Game Plus, by the way, then go pick it up from Kagura. It's also on GOG. So grab the game. Worth playing. Make sure you get the uncensored patch or don't. That's up to you. You don't have to see that content if you don't want to, but it comes with an uncensored patch, and it's originally just censored on GOG, so if you want that version. I think it's on Steam, but I'm not sure. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Hentai Games Corner and Demon's Roots. We'll see you next time.